You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 09, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Supreme Court recently issued a 6-3 ruling that overturned a lower court order restricting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, from conducting roving raids in Los Angeles. This ruling has been interpreted as permitting ICE to engage in racial profiling, specifically targeting individuals based on ethnicity, language, occupation, or physical location. The lower court had prohibited stops based on criteria such as race, accent, or congregating in areas where day laborers gather. With the new ruling, agents can stop individuals based on appearing Latino, speaking Spanish, or working in manual labor. Justice Kavanaugh argued that while ethnicity alone cannot constitute probable cause, a combination of factors like language, type of work, and location could create reasonable suspicion of undocumented status. This distinction is crucial, as reasonable suspicion is a lower standard that allows for brief stops and questioning, while probable cause is required for arrests. The ruling opens the door for agents to use characteristics often associated with specific ethnic groups as justification for stops. Justice Sotomayor, in her dissent, contended that the ruling allows the government to seize anyone who looks Latino, speaks Spanish, and appears to work a low-wage job. This poses a threat not only to undocumented individuals, but also to Hispanic Americans, who may face stops and questioning based solely on their appearance or language. Immigration advocates warn that this decision could lead to similar tactics being deployed nationwide, normalizing racial profiling under the guise of immigration enforcement. The fear of a papers please regime becomes a chilling reality, particularly for individuals in low-wage jobs or considered day laborers. The Supreme Court's decision raises serious questions about equal protection and civil rights for all individuals, including citizens who may fit these broad descriptions. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and other organizations are challenging alleged abuses and racial profiling by immigration enforcement agencies. The ACLU filed a lawsuit regarding a nearly week-long sweep in Kern County, California, alleging unlawful targeting of people of color who appeared to be farm workers or day laborers. The lawsuit claims these raids violated Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizure. The Fourth Amendment requires law enforcement to have a warrant or probable cause before conducting a search or making an arrest. While the Department of Homeland Security claims their enforcement actions are highly targeted, civil rights organizations continue to monitor practices that lead to discrimination. The issue of racial profiling in immigration enforcement is not new. The U.S. Supreme Court previously invalidated much of Arizona's SB 1070 anti-immigrant law, but left the "Show Me Your Papers" provision intact, allowing law enforcement to demand identification from those suspected of being undocumented. An opinion piece argues that ICE is falling into the same category as organizations engaging in racist profiling. Instances of agents questioning individuals based on appearance or arresting those with deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA, status, are cited as concerning. Critics worry that a policy requiring everyone 14 and older without legal status to self-register could lead to increased targeting based on perceived immigration status. The Supreme Court's decision, while applying to Los Angeles, is seen as tacit approval for federal officials to deploy similar tactics nationwide. Reports suggest ICE has begun Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago, targeting Latino communities. This trend indicates potential systemic discrimination against Black and Brown communities, where identity itself becomes grounds for suspicion. California Attorney General Rob Bonta highlighted the inconsistency with the court's 2023 decision banning race-conscious college admissions. This contradiction underscores a broader problem where race is barred as a tool to promote diversity, but welcomed for policing and deportation. For Hispanic Americans, the ruling sends a chilling message that their identity is now grounds for suspicion. Carrying proof of citizenship becomes a survival tactic, with everyday activities posing risks of encounters with federal agents. The decision threatens immigrants and the principle of equal justice under law for all. Litigation will continue in lower courts, and civil rights organizations will persist in challenging discriminatory practices. Copyright, African Elements.